Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 12. We're moving along in Paul's initial discussion there in the first few verses about the body of Christ and about us being members of His body. In the last episode, we talked about how God gives each member in His body a measure of faith, that they recognize what they have the faith to step out and to do as a member of the body of Christ. Now, what is it that we step out and do? Well, we step out and we exercise in a gift that God has given us. This is what determines what we're actually able to do as a member of the body of Christ and how we're to function. When we find ourselves in the community life of believers, each of us should function in a certain way. Now, I do believe that gifts can be used out in the world, but primarily the gifts are given by the Lord for His body to be used in His body for the benefit of His body, because He wants His body to be built up in love and to be able to be strong so that when we go out into the world, we can live as Christ lives and we can be His character and His nature, and we can bring His heart into every situation. Now, some of that might be through the expression of a gift, but not primarily. I believe the gifts are given for the building up of the body to maturity so that then we can go out and do the task of being Christ to our neighbors and to the world and bring His heart through the character of Jesus and the fruits of the Spirit operating in our lives. We make a difference in the world. That's how Christ manifests Himself. So that's just my comment about what I believe primarily about the gifts. I'm not saying that they're restrictive, that they can't be practiced outside the body, but primarily they're given to the body for the body. And so I believe that's a good reference point as we consider, because Paul talks a lot about one another. He talks about the body functioning together, each member being individual, but yet part of the whole. And so it's not an exclusive thing, but it is important to recognize that Paul only talks about the gifts operating within the context of the body of Christ. So he says there in verse 6, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given us. Now he's going to introduce grace, because see, grace for Paul is not just God's disposition toward us in doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. That's very true. That's what the first part of the book of Romans was all about, that it was by grace that God revealed His righteousness, and by grace, the gift of grace, through the gift of Him giving to us, that's what the word means, literally, charis in the Greek. It means gift. It is God gifting us something that we cannot earn, we can't do in our own strength. But it also goes to another level of empowerment. The grace of God empowers us in our lives to express something of God through our lives. That's what grace is. It connects us to the actual life and empowerment of Christ in our lives. And so he says that we all have gifts that differ according to grace given to us. So God has given us an empowerment. He's given us, just like He's given us a measure of faith to step out in, He's given us a measure of empowerment. And none of us have to function outside of our empowerment. When we discover where the grace operates in our lives, and we understand the measure of faith we have to step out in that grace, It will revolutionize our lives. Many Christians live under judgment of themselves, fear, condemnation, unsurety, because they're not confident in where the grace of God is in their lives to operate through them so that they might be a blessing as a member of the body of Christ. And so a lot of people just default to inactivity, or they just say, well, that's for ministers, or that's for people who are really serious about loving and serving God. And I want to encourage you today that if you have not yet discovered where your measure of faith is and what the empowering grace of God is in your life, that you would really press into the Lord for that, because He wants each of us to be a healthy, functioning member of His body. That's what this is all about, so that we can all receive benefit and all have a measure of fulfillment, a measure of identity. I talk about this a lot when I teach on identity. Our identity is rooted and grounded in who we are in Christ, but we also have an identity in the body of Christ as a member of His body, that we would discover what that looks like, and it will truly be an encouragement to us as we do that. So God gifts us with grace, an empowerment ability to exercise a gift. Now, my Bible has this statement, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. That phrase is not in the Bible. It's added by the translators in order to kind of give a little bit of transition, because Paul moves directly into a list of gifts, and the translators are just suggesting that what Paul's thought was, since we have these gifts according to the grace given to us, we should exercise them accordingly. Okay, Paul doesn't say that. The translators do. But nonetheless, I believe there's a measure of truth there that Paul's saying, when you have the grace of God in your life to exercise a gift, this is how you should do it. And then he goes through this list. Okay, we're going to stop there in this episode. It's already going a little bit long. I try to keep them shorter. And we're going to look at the gifts themselves in the next episode. But as we conclude this episode, continue to give some thought before the Lord about these truths about your participation as a member of the body of Christ. Where is the measure of faith? Where is the grace that defines your gifting? And hopefully next episode, as we go through some of the giftings, you'll be able to begin to connect in to some of these gifts and say, oh, I see that I have a measure of empowering grace in my life to do that. And then begin to start looking for opportunities in how you can function as a member of the body of Christ. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.